Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case station in lab 2 and possibly in any medical case station. So it's basically about a patient who came to the GP practice and requested blood test for prostate surface antigen, and he just wanted to do that because basically he had a family history in the family whereby his dad has prostate cancer, and it was advanced, and obviously he witnessed the whole story and until his dad passed away, sadly. So the story is about the station that the patient declined when the GP invited him for physical examination, and you need just to call this patient and try to understand what's the situation and how can you persuade basically this patient. So it's like a telephone consultation or like a video call consultation, so you just need to start. So as we always agreed, you need to start by introducing yourself and then double check the patient name, date of birth, and then you will start the station. It's like counseling. So you will say like, I understand that you had dropped urine samples since some time and the result was normal. However, we invited you for a physical examination and you declined it. And the patient confirmed, yes, I declined it because I thought that this marker just shown that it's a good type of skin of cancer. That's the patient what might say, and will say that, oh, I don't want to waste your time or occupy another patient time. Maybe there's another patient that might need to be seen rather than me when my blood test is normal. So I will say, I appreciate your concern. However, we are here for you, and you're not wasting our time. However, we are gladly to see you. Just want to double check that you had dropped a blood urine test recently, and you had done a blood test as well, and all of that shown a normal range of the test as being told by the nurse. However, we want to see you, but I understand you declined it. Could you tell me why is that? So the patient, as I say, might say, there is no need for that. Maybe you ask, is there any particular concern you have in mind? Is there anything that you wish to disclose to me in order to move things forward and make sure that everything is okay? So the patient might say, oh, I just feel uncomfortable going for this test. I've been told it's a digital rectal examination in the back passage, and it's an intimate area, and I don't feel comfortable, and I just feel embarrassed, and I don't want to do that. So you could explain to the patient and ask if the patient have a knowledge how this test or this examination being performed. And you could tell the patient, would you like me to explain it more in order to ease your mind? So we'll just say that I'll have a chaperone for your examination and can be in the same sex. So you'll be covered and your dignity will be preserved. You will lie on your side, preferably the left side, raising your knees to your tummy. And just then, I'll wear gloves and dip it in a gel, and I will just insert it gently. And if you feel uncomfortable at any stage, let me know, and I'll stop immediately. So you tell him that basically this will assess the size of the prostate, and you will feel for the consistency as well. Sometimes can be firm, or can be stony hard, or can be smooth, or could be irregular. So all of that will denote different implication. You will ask also how long ago you have done the test. So the patient might say 9 months ago and it's normal, so I don't need to repeat it. However, you will explain there's false negative, false positive as well. And if it's negative or it's normal, it doesn't imply that there isn't anything sinister. We need also to inquire about the sign and symptom that you have currently and how all of that started. So the patient might say the urine stream is not like a jet as it used to be before, and the flush, however, now it's interrupting and it takes time to start, and the flow is not, as I say, like a jet. The patient will say like a jet. And it's breaking, and once I start, I feel a desire to complete or empty my bladder. And you will also ask if there is any blood, or if there is any recent weight loss, or if there is any anorexia, which is a loss of appetite. And then you will say if there is anything else that you might think that you need to add. The patient might say, I'm feeling okay. I have a friend who had the same thing, being prescribed pills, which has helped him. So I would like to have those pills. So you will inquire what sort of pills are you talking about, and what was the main concern for you to want that. Also, you will ask if there is anything the patient you need to rule. When you need to rule their concern, or if there is anything bother them or disturb them, and you will just ask if they have any thought, what might be the reason or the issue with the symptom they are presenting with. Also, you'll ask them what's their social status, so whom they live with, what sort of work they do. And also about the lifestyles, if it's smoking, drinking, if they keep active, all of that you'll need to ask about. Try to refrain from, like for instance, because the GMC guideline stated that this kind of things you shouldn't say. Say, for instance, if the patient says something, you will say, I totally understand, or I completely understand, or you keep repeating the same thing. There's nothing like that that you understand, because this is the patient experience and you're not having the same experience. So don't say I understand at all, because this will downgrade your marks. You need to say, for instance, I can imagine, or it must be very hard for you, or it must be frustrating. Sort of thing. However, don't also give reassurance, because this is like a false one and false hopes. So for instance, I reassure you that you will be blah blah blah, or whatever you need to indicate. Try to avoid that. Also, if the patient declined the digital examination or the BR, don't tell him, for instance, I recommend you to do this, or I suggest you need to do that. You'll just explain the whole thing, and the patient will make a decision about the informed. So they will give an informed decision based on the information being delivered. You just need to roll out any query and explain the pros and cons of any procedure. And if there's something that you don't know, don't give any false hope, or state something that doesn't imply the status of the condition. And try to always explain to the patient in small chunks. So you need to talk and let the patient talk as well, and show empathy and sympathy if there is anything doesn't feel pleasant. Say, for instance, if the patient say, oh, my dad passed away a long time ago, or I witnessed how he was suffering. So you need to say, I'm really sorry to know about this. It must be very hard for you. And give them some time to reflect. And also ask them to explain things in their own words in order to reach to to a level of understanding. And you could ask also, do you find yourself thinking about your dad's situation and that history, and that's why you are worried about this sort of exam, and that's why you request it? And you can tell them what this test entails, the BR. So in order to ease their worries, say that you will conduct that in a safe environment, preserving their dignity with the presence of a chaperone. And if they have any thing that doesn't seem to be comfortable to them, just inquire why is that, and you could offer as well what can you do to make it easy for them, and also explore in depth if there is anything, because sometimes they might decline based on someone's experience or certain things that they thought it's like that. So just explain in small chunks and don't overload them with too much information at one go, because the patient might not be able to absorb the whole thing at one go. And you can give them also the time to think. So you could say, I'll give you a leaflet, I'll guide them to where they can read the information from a trusted site, and they could come back and discuss further if that's something they want to do, or maybe arrange with the practice nurse or someone who's more into this area, in order just to rule out any query or misunderstanding for the patient. Also, you need to ask if the symptom has changed since it started, if there is anything new, and always don't forget to safety net the patients. For instance, if you seem that your symptom is not improving or it's getting worse, or you're not feeling yourself, or feeling something that doesn't make sense, or something looks like it's sinister, you need to come back immediately or to go to the A&E. Or, for instance, you have issue that you can't urinate at all, or nocturnally, you need to go to the wee many times. All of that could imply different thing. And also try to refrain from saying while you are discussing with the patient, like, for instance, obviously it's your choice, like you don't care, like you don't bother. You need to say that in a compassionate way, where the patient will feel like he's being looked after and cared about. And always double check with the patient, understanding. You could say, did you get what I'm trying to say? Can you regurgitate back to me in order to see if you get the whole message? And if there is anything, also explain to them that this prostate surface antigen can be raised in certain situations, like, for instance, infection, exercise, other issue with the prostate or other issue with the body, apart from the cancer itself, so it's not 100% to prove it's a sinister thing. However, it's something to help build up a picture about what's going on in order to take things further ahead. Like if the patient agreed to have the BR, and maybe you arrange for a special referral or biopsy taking, so all of that would be under the special care. And you need to rule out all of those points I just mentioned. And then when you need to finish the consultation, ask the patient if there is anything that the patient might felt that has not been said, or if there is anything that they need to raise up, and then summarize and conclude the case station. So I hope by that I brought a different case station from a different perspective, whereby you need to approach in a systematically way with a good communication skills in order for the patient to open up, feel an ease and happy to come back or delightfully to come back for the next step and according to the plan you agreed both of you together. Thank you.